please.
Tricia.
Thank you.
The reason, John, is that when you've got something to say, say it in the quickest.
If you have to.
It's all right.
But we
No. I don't have anybody. You can go right ahead.
Oh, great. No, we just saw the broadcast.
Yeah.
It was really incredible. I can't believe it was such a well-kept secret, but I thought that it was really done well, you know.
Did it come over all right?
Very simple.
They put we did it in the newsroom. There
yeah, I know
lighting
that.
Lighting very good in there, but it
well,
came all right.
Hey, I thought the picture was good. I thought you looked especially good in it, you know.
Did you like the short announcement? Yeah.
You know,
very
I like the short one.
Why?
Because, well, I'll tell you, I wasn't sure at first. Then I heard, but it's more dramatic that way.
Yeah.
You know, in other words, you're not talking about a lot of false promises.
Yeah.
And then the next press conference, you can tell how it came about. But you know what it did? It took the emphasis away from the political to the meaning of it. Mm. In other words, it is a great, you know, personal triumph and political triumph and all that.
Yeah.
And you could have gone on about how you'd been working on it and all that, and that would have been very effective too. But this is what the commentators mentioned afterward, commentated upon.
What?
They said that, you know, that it was taken out of the realm of politics and that you had every right to do this. And this was, we saw NBC, John Chancellor, and he said that this was such good news. That's how he ended it. We couldn't believe we were on the right channel with the right person.
Yeah. But he said that it was. But he said that we had taken it out of the realm of politics.
That's right. And he was impressed. And he said you had every right to do that because it was a great triumph. Well, that wasn't the word he used, but you know, words to that effect. That this was unique in the post world history because you. You know, you're bettering relations with
right
the Chinese,
statement.
The Red Chinese,
and the Soviet
Union.
Yeah.
And so he was very impressed,
yeah.
and he reiterated it over and over.
Good.
And he ended, he said, this is really good news. And those were his last words.
Good.
So, I mean, if NBC played it up, you know, it has
good.
To be impressive.
There must be something wrong with it. Okay.
Yeah, they were astounded.
Incidentally, are you there with Mommy?
Yeah. No, I'm just in here.
Yeah. Well,
Julie and Mommy and I all saw it together.
Oh, good. I'm going to have the people that are going over to Vienna negotiate about...
That's what she said, 6 to 8.
Yeah. No, there'll be more than that. There'll be...
No, I mean from 6 to 8 is the cocktail?
No. 6 to 7. Oh, it'll be just 45 minutes, actually.
Mm-hmm.
We're just going to have them up in the yellow oval room. And what I want to do is to do something different, is to open up the
porch.
Windows and the door so that they can run out there. This will be the biggest thrill in the life for them, you see.
Beautiful.
Rogers will be here, too, and Laird. It'll be a nice crowd, okay?
Well, that's great.
Fine. I hope you and Julie will come.
Thank you.
Okay.
Great. Bye.